The Proverbs woman reaches out to help those that need it and gives a hand up. She has a special spot for the poor, poor in finance, poor in heart, and poor in spirit. Today on Growing Hope, we continue the journey to walk out the Proverbs life by developing the art of giving.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, and I am thankful that you are here with me today, investing these few minutes to have fun, make friends, and find ways to be relentlessly helpful. Because it is better when we journey together. And it is a journey. Let's admit it. It's a journey. And it's a long journey. And why not enjoy the journey, since we're going to be here for a while? Just remember, this journey is not going to be covered by a single leap or a single bound. That's a whole nother person. It's a journey that is walked out one step at a time, and sometimes the steps are the teeny tiny little baby steps that you do. You remember playing Mother May I? And sometimes the person playing the mother would allow you to take big, giant, massive, super steps, and sometimes teeny tiny little bitty steps. Well, that's kind of what life is. It's a big, giant game of Mother May I. So we're going to be taking steps, and we have been taking steps to walk out the Proverbs life. And the steps come from the book Practical Proverbs. You can learn more about the book at www.theproverbsalife.com. Today's step is about being a true giver, not just giving people stuff, but really coming to the place where a heart connects with a heart. Giving is an art, and it is one that requires training and enhanced by practice, just as much as any art is. You know, there are people that are amazingly talented drawers. They can draw things, but they get better at that by practicing that and taking classes and courses in that. The same thing goes for painters or for writers or for sculptors. Every art, you have a natural inclination towards art, but you can also learn and enhance the natural inclinations. So you want to invest in learning and growing the art of giving. I have always enjoyed giving. It's just something that comes naturally to me. And I delight in seeing the other person delight in receiving. Now, as a child, I started out giving just thingamajigs, you know, whatever I could afford. And my budget was limited. And the budget that I had back then would probably not even fill up one stocking today. But I found things that I thought each person would enjoy within my budget. I enjoyed giving. It wasn't so much about the recipient then, it was just about the chance to give. And then as I began to get older, I began to be aware and alert of what the other person might want. And I tried to personalize the gifts. And when my budget became tight, I would hand make the gifts. I would write poems or stories, or I would crochet scarves or earmuffs or blankets. I even crafted cigar box purses and keepsake boxes out of cigar boxes, and hand painted and handcrafted cards to send during the holidays. What I found is that even though most people really enjoyed the handmade gifts the most, the investment of time and energy was higher than the cost of store-bought gifts. So I had to discover the balance and formulate a balance for giving good gifts. What I wanted to give, how I wanted to touch the heart, and also what I could afford. The more you practice the art of giving, the more you come to that place of balance. So on today's show, we're going to be talking about how to master the art of listening, how to learn to share, how to develop graceful getting, because getting is an important part of giving. how to give of self, and how to release the expectations that often come with giving. The more you practice the art of giving, even if you're not a natural born giver, the more you practice the art of giving, the better you will be at giving the gifts that are beneficial, that are uplifting, and that encourage the heart of the one that receives the gift. It will take practice. Even if you're a natural at giving, it still takes practice, because that's how we get better in everything that we're doing. We invest in learning more. Growing Hope's going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we will dig into these 5 tips to becoming a true giver. Growing Hope, we'll be back after these brief messages.
We are Growing Hope.
You're invited to join Tony and Lynn Marino, along with our pastor panel and special guests, on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific for Alive in Christ Radio Live. Heard exclusively on the Alive in Christ Radio Network at AliveInChristRadio.com.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed, could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to today's episode of Growing Hope, the True Giver episode, where we are taking the next step into the Proverbs life as introduced to us in Practical Proverbs, the book. Remember, you can get the book or learn more about the book by visiting www.theproverbslife.com. I have always practiced the art of giving, but I have not always practiced the art of receiving. I mean, when someone would give me a gift, I would make sure that I saw the gift and I saw the giving, not just the gift. But I didn't want to feel obligated, and I always felt obligated when someone gave me something. I felt obligated to honor their gift. I felt obligated to utilize their gift. I felt obligated to them, and that is why I never had a boyfriend during any of the major holidays. When I first started going out with my husband, I recognized that if he heard me appreciate something, he took note of it, and later on, he would make the purchase and give it to me. So I became very acutely aware when I was with him, not to mention how I appreciated something or how I liked something or how I admired something, because I didn't want him giving me gifts that would make me feel obligated. But that's not what giving gifts is supposed to be about. That is an element of giving. That is not giving. Giving is something that you do without expectation of return. If you expect a return, it's a loan. It is not a gift. So when you become a true giver, you have to give with that expectation of not getting a return from your gift. But it begins, the true giver, the art of giving begins way before you get to that place. So you have to master the art of listening. It's one thing to hear, hey, I appreciate that, and think that would be a good gift for them. But when you really focus on the words that people say and the things that they share, then you begin to understand the true need. And true need rarely floats up there on the surface comments. It is something that goes deeper, sometimes as deep as body language. You begin to recognize what the heart is crying out for. And when you recognize what the heart is crying out for, you position yourself to be the giver of that need. But a true giver, the art of giving, is mastered when you learn to share. And it's easy because the world tells us that there's limits, right? The world tells us that there's only so much out there, so don't give it all away. But the truth is that there is more. The only thing we can't make more of is time. But what is amazing is that when you give your time with a heart towards God and giving as unto God, then amazingly you have more time. And I remember distinctly this once when I had young children, toddler age, and I wanted to help out with a bridal shower, but I knew I had a limited amount of time, and I wanted to make sure I had time for my Bible study, and I wanted to make sure I had time to school the kids, and I prioritized. I made my Bible study time first, and then I took a nap because, you know, you have to be rested. And then it was almost like the time expanded and my day became longer because I had enough time to get all of the little items prepared for the baby shower. But I had made that God time a priority. So even though giving of your time is a resource that you can't return, God has a way of expanding even time. So we have to learn to share, because what we give came from a source greater than ourselves. We also need to practice and develop the becoming a graceful getter. Graceful getting is not something that always comes naturally, because maybe you wanted something else, or maybe you don't want to be, you're like me and you don't want to feel obligated to the person giving you the gift. But when you become a graceful getter, then you become a better giver. You shift the focus from the gift to the heart. And anytime you can drop to the level, or rise to the level, really, of the heart, it makes a difference in the action that follows. We also, in order to enhance and grow the art of giving, have to be willing to give of self. Just like with my gifts that were handmade, the best gifts are something that is never found in a store. Even if you purchase it from a store, it is a gift of self. The self element makes the difference. And finally, we have to release the expectations. We have to release the expectations of what we get, and we have to release the expectations of what we give. True giving never comes with strings attached. When I first got married, I received two pots that you could buy on TV. You didn't buy online at that time. You could order them from the TV. And they were slotted. They had slotted tops so that you could cook your pasta, and then you could pour it over and you could drain your pasta. And I received two identical pots. One was white and one was red. Now, my kitchen was designed such that red was the perfect accent. So I utilized the red pot. Now, one of the givers came over and they noticed the red pot, but they did not notice the white pot that they had given. And they gave me a hard time about it. And for the longest time, I became acutely aware of anything they gave me. And I tried to have it in a place of honor. And then it dawned on me, if the gift is more important than the person you're giving the gift to, then why am I putting you in a place of honor? When we have expectations of what we're going to get from the act of giving, or what we have to do from when we get, then it changes the gift from a gift to a loan. Just like I was talking about earlier, when there's expectations on it, it is not a gift, it is a loan. And the art of giving, the true giver never loans. The true giver always releases the items, the skills, the abilities to do what God intended them to do, not what I self intended them to do. It's not easy. It's really not easy when the people that are on the receiving end are not showing the positivity that one would expect when one is getting a gift. But the thing is, it's not a gift that we're giving to man. It is a gift that we're giving to God. Whether it's an act of service or a present or a surprise. If you give something to someone anonymously, you don't expect anything from that. So why do we expect things from people when we give at a party, or we give with our name tag on it? The giving should be the same. It should be a heart experience. My heart touching your heart. My heart responding to your heart. And when we get to that place, then we are enhanced givers. We are true givers, giving as unto the Lord. You have to dare to give. You have to dare to explore the art of giving. And when you do practice, learn, grow the art of giving, that is when you begin to make a difference in the lives that you encounter with the gifts that you are giving. Practice the art of giving to become a talented and true giver. Give unto God instead of to the person. Listen to the heart instead of to the words. Release the expectations so that you are giving and not loaning. Growing Hope needs to take one more quick break, but when we come back, we're going to kind of settle on these 5 tips for becoming a true giver. Growing Hope will be back after these brief messages.
We are Growing Hope.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.catherinelang.com/books.
Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
Travel along with Cal, Press, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
We are Growing Hope.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's episode of Growing Hope, the True Giver Edition. We are practicing the art of giving, where we are providing a heart-to-heart experience as opposed to a stuff-to-person experience. We're elevating giving to the art it is supposed to be. I am Katherine Lang, and I am here to encourage you to step out of the box, to break the restrictions that they have put on us, telling us it has to be this way or it has to be that way. As long as it's their way, they don't really care. When you start stepping out into your way, they'll start questioning you. And true giving does not fit into their box, ironically. True giving isn't to a person. True giving is to God. It is being the conduit instead of a reservoir. It is flowing the gifts from God through you to the world. And the world can't understand that. The world won't ever be able to understand that because the world sees limits and God is limitless. So when we are developing the art of true giving, we are doing things in a way that the world will tell you is going to hurt you because you're not getting your just rewards. And maybe you're not. Maybe man is completely clueless about what you're doing, but that's okay because God sees what you're doing. And would you rather be blessed by man or blessed by God? Seriously. So when you are at practicing the art of true giving, you are listening to what the heart needs and then finding a way to meet that need and doing it without expectation of return. So here's the challenge. If you expect a return, then practice giving anonymously. When you give anonymously and you practice this of releasing the gift without anyone being able to know or track back to who it came from, then you just delight in the giving. And when you become delighted in the giving, you become a better giver. On the flip side of that, become a graceful getter. Go above and beyond what you normally do or is expected of you when you receive. Instead of just saying thank you, write a thank you note. Instead of just writing a thank you note, maybe take a picture of how you're utilizing the gift. The key is to always elevate the experience. Elevate the experience of the getting, elevate the experience of the giving. And you do that by breaking the expectations. You break the expectations of a return when you give, and you break the expectations of the response when you're the getter. Giving allows us to be a blessing to the world from the blessings that God has given us. It is not about stuff. It is about a heart-to-heart experience led by that relationship with God. It all comes back to that relationship with God. To become a true giver, you need to master the art of listening. You need to learn to share. You need to develop graceful getting. You need to give of self. And you need to release the expectations that come with giving. There can be no strings attached. Or remember, it's not a gift, it's a loan. So practice the art of giving over the next few days so that you can begin to become a true giver. Give as unto God, and you will not be as quick to get tied up in the rest of it. God is our provision, and it is to God that we are giving. I would love to hear your journey of giving. You can connect with me on Facebook at the Catherine C. Lang or over on Twitter at Catherine C. Lang. And of course, you can always email me at radio@catherinelang.com. You are designed to be a blessing and to live blessed. You are called to be a conduit from God to the world. Make today the day that you dare to step out into true giving, that you elevate giving to the art that it is called to be. You have a lot to give. So today, begin being that true giver that you should be.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope at Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.